Chapter 46, The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent. We have written this book in response to your asking, for you want to understand who you really are and how you fit into the larger picture. And you want to understand the purpose of this life experience and how you can best fulfill your reason for being here in this body at this time. We want you to remember that you are an eternal creator who has come forth into this leading edge to experience the joyous expansion of your universe. We want you to remember your value, to know your worthiness, and to love your life. We can feel the amazing power of your intent to understand how to deliberately create your own reality, and you have literally summoned us forth to help you remember who you are and what you really know. There is nothing more important for you or more satisfying than to come into deliberate alignment with your source. To not only recognize the energy of your source, but to deliberately align with it is the ultimate experience of bliss. This is the true meaning of balancing of energy, and it is the most important part of your life experience. When you are in vibrational alignment with your source, whatever you're focused upon is receiving the focus of the energy stream that creates worlds. The power of that alignment cannot be adequately expressed in words, but you can feel it. You can feel it in your joy, love, exuberance, and passion. If you have studied with us over time, or even in the reading of this one small book, you have been introduced to a variety of games, processes, or techniques. It's not necessary for you to attempt to apply all of them, or even most of them, for they're all offered for the same reason, and each of them has power within them. Every process, as you apply it, will raise the vibration of your being. Every process, as you apply it, will bring you into closer alignment with who you really are. Every process will give you the feeling of relief, which indicates the releasing of resistance. Every process will help you to balance your energy. Every process will help you shorten the time between where you are currently standing and where you really intend to be. Do not make hard work of the application of these processes. Choose one that's most appealing and use it as long as it still feels good. Then choose another and another. The most important thing for you to remember is that the better you feel in any moment in time, the more in alignment with your source and your desires you are. And nothing is more important than that you feel good. It's our desire that this book has liberated you from the only thing that could ever bind you or give you the impression that you're not free. For the only bondage that really exists is a perception of powerlessness. You are only powerless if you're not in alignment with your power, and only you possess the key to that alignment. No one can take that from you. It is only yours to hold. So, your work, your only work, but it is your steady work, for it's work that cannot be completed, is a constant awareness of the vibrational relationship between your focus in this moment and the focus of your inner being in this moment. Your inner being is aware of your hopes and dreams and is focused upon them. When you fail to focus upon them, you feel the resistance. Your inner being is aware of your value and worthiness. When you focus otherwise, you feel the resistance. Your inner being expects your success. When you do not, you feel the resistance. Your inner being enjoys the continual process of expansion. When you are impatient, you feel the resistance. Your inner being knows that you're eternal. When you feel you do not have enough time, you feel the resistance. Your inner being knows there are no limits to your ability to create. When you feel diminished, you feel the resistance. Your inner being adores others who share your planet. When you find fault with them, you feel the resistance. Your inner being knows everyone has access to this same power. When you take responsibility for the lives of others, you feel the resistance. So, pick and choose among the techniques that we've offered, and remember there is no one right way to accomplish this alignment. Play with it. Be flexible about it. Try as much as you can and do not judge your results. Just make a decision that no matter what the topic of discussion, be it from past, present, or future, you are going to approach it in the best feeling way that you can from where you are right now. And with that decision, your life will turn immediately in the direction of thriving. We have written this book to help you to understand the following most important things in response to what we've been hearing from so many of you. You are a vibrational being, first and foremost, and you live in a vibrational universe. The vibrations of this universe are perfectly managed by the powerful law of attraction. You cannot cease continually offering vibrations. The law of attraction makes it easy for you to fall into habits or patterns of vibrational offering. Watching other people around you influences your vibrational offerings. Observing your own life experience influences your vibrational offering. Most people offer vibrations primarily in response to what they're observing. The vibrations that you offer are your point of attraction. What you think, the vibrations that you offer, and what you are living always match. No matter what words you use, I'm focusing, I'm thinking, I'm remembering, I'm pondering, I'm observing, I'm imagining, I'm dreaming, you are offering vibrations that the law of attraction is responding to. The more attention you give to any thought, the more dominant it becomes in your vibration. Your life experience is only about the thoughts you think. You are the creator of your own reality. Whenever you give your attention to anything, you activate the vibration of it in you. The more you give your attention to any thought, the more active it becomes in your vibration, until in time it becomes a dominant vibration or a dominant player in your point of attraction. Those dominant vibrations are at the basis of everything you're living and of everything you believe. A belief is only a thought you keep thinking. Through much experience, much observation, and much focusing of thought, you attract the physical, manifested equivalent. 99% of every creation is completed before you see any physical evidence of manifestation. Right now, your future is full of potential manifestations as a result of the thoughts you have been thinking. Some of those manifestations will please you when they manifest, and some of them will not please you. It is much easier for you to turn the tide of your vibration more in the direction of things you want to experience before a manifestation takes place. There are many things that you desire in various stages of readiness for you to experience, and your emotional guidance system will help you continue to move toward those wanted things. You must find a way to deactivate your vibration regarding any unwanted things that are making their way into your immediate and distant future. Deactivation of unwanted vibrations is the same process as activation of wanted vibrations. You cannot activate something wanted and something unwanted at the same time. It is one or the other, and your emotions are very clear about which way you're focused. It is necessary that you quantify each journey by being aware of the emotions that you feel before you can move only toward wanted outcomes. You are pure, positive, source energy, focused in your physical body, intending to benefit from contrast because it helps you to decide and define your unique preferences. By reaching for the best feeling thoughts you can find regarding any subject at any time, you are tending to the vibrational relationship between your now, in the moment thoughts and the thoughts of your source. So, as you're moving through your day today, be aware that you're creating your own reality. Feel the emotions that float upward into your conscious awareness and acknowledge their enormous value to you. No matter how the emotion feels, good or bad, soft or strong, smile and recognize pride at your awareness of the emotion and of its meaning to you. Acknowledge that it is a vibrational indicator pointing out to you your alignment to your source and your desires. No matter what the current emotion within you, feel glad for your awareness of it and know that you can choose thoughts to improve your emotion and therefore improve the vibrational relativity between you and you, any time, any place, and under any circumstance that you choose. See yourself as energy. See your source as energy. Be ever aware of the vibrational relationship between those energies. The balancing of the energy of your being is not something like a college degree that once you achieve it is yours forevermore. It is, or it is not, in the moment. You can always feel your alignment or misalignment, your balance or imbalance, your connection or disconnection, your allowing or disallowing of that connection. You are source energy here in this physical body, and life is supposed to be good for you. You are worthy. You are blessed. You are creator. You are here on the leading edge of thought to experience the joy of riding the wave of expansion that is the promise of this everlasting life. You cannot get it done, not ever. You cannot get it wrong, because it is never done. We want to express our acknowledgement of the value of your life. It's our desire that you make peace with where you are on every subject in your life, understanding that from there you can go anywhere you choose. If you condemn your current position or feel guilty or blame about where you stand, your future will offer little change at all. But as you soften your discomfort and try to improve the way you feel just a little bit, your vibration will begin to shift, the law of attraction will help the momentum to continue, and you can get to where you want to be in a very short period of time. Be easy about it. Be playful about it. Every day say to yourself, "Nothing is more important than that I feel good. The better I feel, the more I am allowing all the wonderful things of life to flow to me. There is great love here for you. And for now, this book is complete.
This is the end of CD number 2.